It's Friday in the second week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Our Roman station today is San Vitale. Saint Vitalis was an ancient martyr, perhaps a soldier who was racked to death near Ravenna, possibly in the time of the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Another account has him being buried alive. Perhaps both occurred. Persecutors often devised terrible ways to prolong the suffering of the martyrs. Tradition holds that he was the father of Saints Gervasius and Protasius, martyrs of Milan, whose relics were discovered by Saint Ambrose, and who now share the same tomb with him. Around the year 400, a Roman matron named Vestina built a church here over a shrine to the martyrs. In time, the dedication of St. Vitalis prevailed, and the church appears as the last of the ancient tituli in the old lists. St. Gregory the Great later chose San Vitale as a station church and associated it with widows, who in the early church formed a recognized order, much like virgins and gravediggers. When visiting the church off the Via Nazionale, one descends many steps to reach the later porch, a reminder of how far the modern street level stands above ancient Rome. The readings in the extraordinary form recount Joseph being cast into the pit by his brothers, and the Lord's parable of the son of the vineyard owner slain by wicked tenants. Both prefigure Christ's passion. In his martyrdom, St. Vitalis reflected that same final perseverance. The lessons also warn against the destructive sin of envy. San Vitale was the titular church of St. John Fisher, Bishop of Rochester, who was martyred for the faith by the monstrous Henry VIII of England. Let's hear from Cardinal Bacci about martyrdom. St. Ambrose describes virtue as a slow martyrdom. In this sense, we must all be martyrs. There is only one difference. The martyrs of the church shed their blood and gave up their lives for Jesus within 1 hour or 1 day and gained their reward immediately. Our martyrdom, on the other hand, will be prolonged. It will last all our lives and will end only when we accept death with resignation from the hands of God. Ours is the martyrdom of virtue. Let us clearly understand that solid Christian virtue is a slow, continual martyrdom which will end with death. It is not a flower which springs up spontaneously in the garden of the soul. It is like a seed which is thrown on damp earth and must die there slowly so that it can generate young shoots which will produce ears of corn. Unless the grain of wheat falls on the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. It is necessary, then, to descend into the mire of humility and to remain there until we die. Only after we have died to ourselves shall we rise again in God. After the death of our lower instincts and vices, we shall find new life. Perhaps we complain at times about the humiliations which we have to endure and the temptations which we have to overcome, but this is the prolonged martyrdom of a virtuous life. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus tells us, has been enduring violent assault, and the violent have been seizing it by force. We must struggle against ourselves and our evil inclinations in order to gain the kingdom of heaven. Only those who fight can conquer. St. Paul says that nobody can win the crown of victory unless he has fought valiantly. One who enters a contest is not crowned unless he has competed according to the rules. So let us resign ourselves willingly to the lengthy martyrdom of a good life. If we do, our martyrdom will prove easy and acceptable. We shall trust in God and shall be comforted by the thought of the crown which awaits us. Those who go the way of worldly vanity and vice endure a martyrdom in any case. There is no doubt that their martyrdom is even more painful. Worldly pleasure is like a gilded cup which has a little honey on the rim, but when it is drained leaves behind a bitter taste. St. Augustine says that God has ruled from all eternity that a disordered soul will be its own punishment. Sacrifice, which demands heroic virtue, leaves God's peace in the soul. Those sacrifices, on the other hand, which are demanded by a worldly life and excessive pleasures, are a martyrdom which brings no reward and no happiness. Since either way we must undergo a martyrdom in this life, let us choose the sweet martyrdom of virtue. Our reward will be in heaven.